All right, guys. We sadly have another version of a quick hitter podcast dropping today. And to be honest, I wasn't planning on doing this even after hearing the tragic and devastating news about Kobe Bryant. Right now it's January 27th, almost 6 o'clock, about quarter to six. So, you know, well over 24 hours from when we all heard the news that Kobe Bryant, along with his daughter and seven other people, passed away in a helicopter crash. I wasn't planning on doing this at all. I didn't think that I deserved to be able to talk about it. I don't know if that's going to make sense to you guys, but I got enough messages and tweets being like, you know, this would be a perfect quick episode now that you're doing them. And I guess some of you listeners, some of you overly loyal listeners, so thank you. You guys were interested in my reaction to it. And again, I don't think that I deserve to speak about Kobe Bryant's life and the type of guy he was and even what he did for the game and everything. I don't think that I deserve to talk about that because I didn't know Kobe. I never met him. I highly doubt he knew who I was. What I can say that I'm comfortable talking about is what I guess Kobe Bryant meant to me, and I'm sure everyone has their own story, and I feel like that's the only thing that I can justifiably put out a quick hitter about. I hope you guys respect that. I know a lot of you guys asked for like my unfiltered reaction to it. My instant reaction to it is that I've never felt this sort of devastation, I guess, from a celebrity dying. Like, it's pretty tough to get me broken up about things, but Kobe Bryant, it just hit home for some reason. And I guess, you know, I've had a day to think about it, so I'm gonna get into that. So the first thing that I wanted to say, and again, I'm really only gonna be able to speak about my experience and what I took from Kobe's career and his life, I guess, because, you know, I'm not an expert on Kobe. I've never met him and he's never met me, so let me just talk about what he meant to me, and this is, I guess, one last thank you to him. Because I'm sure what he meant to me, there's probably a million of you guys in my shoes, you know, with the same sort of feeling towards him. So I want to start with what I don't think anyone, at least in Celtics Nation, is talking about, and that's that Kobe Bryant was the best villain in sports in terms of especially playing against the Celtics, you know, torturing the Celtics, breaking the Celtics' hearts over and over again. And I want this to be taken the right way. I'm not saying this at all in a negative way towards him. He was a phenomenal villain, and here's the point. Kobe being that villain, that Los Angeles Laker villain, allowed us to appreciate and love the Celtics, who were, in our minds, the heroes. Kobe Bryant was the reason that the modern-day Celtics are able to be the heroes that we see them as, the good guys. So I don't want this to be taken in a way that I'm talking negatively whatsoever about Kobe. No, what he did was incredible. He made us appreciate Pierce, Garnett, Rondo, Ray Allen, you know, in the time period, made us appreciate them way, way more. And I'm sure it's not even, you know, secluded to the Celtics. Kobe allowed every NBA fan, when he played against you, to come closer to your team and want your team to win even more and appreciate your team because, again, Kobe, especially to Celtics, was that like, oh, I'm going to come tear you apart. He was the villain in the NBA, and he allowed every one of our teams, and again, especially Celtics, to be the heroes. And that is incredible in my mind. Like, I can't say it enough how crazy it is, how important he was to my love for the Celtics, my love for basketball. And I hope this comes across the right way because, again, I say it and I'm saying it again and again and again, repeating myself. This is by no means a knock on Kobe. Him being that villain to me allowed me to come even closer to my team, allowed me to really become passionate and undeniably say that that's my favorite team in sports, the Boston Celtics. I can probably attribute a lot of, you know, what I'm doing now with the podcasts and websites and social media, even to Kobe Bryant, because, you know, he allowed me to back my Celtics even more. And it's like, it's, I know I'm not alone in that vein. He was so instrumental into the modern day basketball way. And honestly, he was also like the last piece of old school basketball. He didn't want to team up with people. Now, yes, he did at points in his career, but he didn't want to. He was a deadeye. He was like, me versus you, let me take you down, which is, you know, what we used to get. I feel like him and KG and a couple other guys were that sort of last, I don't need a super team type of mentality, the Mamba mentality. So I hope that first part at least makes a little bit of sense that, you know, Kobe was, he was so much the guy that you wanted to beat, that he allowed each and every one of us, and I hope I'm opening some eyes here, allowed each and every one of us to realize how much we truly loved our team and wanted to back our team. And you know what? It's probably the exact opposite for Lakers fans. I cannot imagine a Lakers fan or a Kobe fan right now, you know, I mean like a Kobe diehard fan, how they're feeling, because it's the exact opposite for even worse. This was their hero. This is their hero still, and he's no longer with us. So I hope that that does make sense. Like I said, I don't feel justified to talk about Kobe Bryant as a person and all the things he was doing and how good of a dad he was. I'm sorry. I'm respectfully denying the comment on that because I didn't know Kobe. He didn't know me, obviously. I just feel like what I am able to speak about is what Kobe Bryant meant to me. And to me, he was the antithesis of the Celtics team. And I love him for that. I loved him for that. So all respect to him. Rest in peace to him and his daughter and everyone else on that helicopter, because it truly is a tragedy. And like I said, it doesn't take a lot to pull at my heartstrings. But hearing that news, it literally was like a moment of, wow, this is usually when I can just wake myself up from a dream. Like, this isn't real. But, I mean, sadly, it's real. And, he's gone, but his legendary status and what he meant to all of these guys in the league right now, he's not gone. Like, I saw a tweet go viral. It was saying, hey, he's so many guys have implemented his sort of game, like Jaylen Brown's foul shot routine, Jason Tatum's fadeaway, those type of things. It's like, we still see Kobe on the court, and that should never go without being said. Kobe will always be Kobe. But now, you know, there's just a different context to when you're talking about him, which is unfortunate, but that legend will never die. I hope you guys do understand where I'm coming from here, because I know using the word villain is probably pretty crappy of me, but I really hope it's going to be taken the right way. And that's just where my head's at after, you know, over 24 hours of digesting this. So thank you guys for listening to another quick hitter of Unleashed. Make sure you are subscribed and rating us on iTunes, and checking out the Facebook page, Ev Unleashed, Twitter, Ev Unleashed, everything like that. Till next time, guys. And one last time, rest in peace to Kobe and every single person and their family that was on that helicopter.